Chapter 5. Your Thoughts and Stress. At this point you might think, well, I couldn't possibly be stressed. I'm never about to be eaten by a tiger. I'm not busy with work or studies, and never give speeches to a big audience. I do yoga, and I do not rush around doing all kinds of things, but take my time preparing my food, I eat slowly, and so on. How could I possibly be stressed? Stress does not always come from your surroundings and the things you do or don't do. Sure, if you're giving a speech, you might get stressed, but it is not the activity of speaking that is stressful for your body. You do that all the time. It is your thoughts and feelings about what could happen if you say something stupid or wrong in front of all these people. So, for humans, stress is almost always a reaction to your thoughts. This also explains why your stress level could be very high, although you are spending all of your time in the sofa. If your thoughts stress you, then resting on the sofa is by no means a guarantee of getting rid of your stress. In fact, relaxing on the sofa could stress you or de-stress you, depending on what thoughts this activity leads to. It is all about the thoughts and feelings and not about what you are doing in the moment. In fact, if you are sick and worried about your future, then you could easily be more stressed than someone who works 14 hours per day but who is enjoying it. So let us look at some of the most common things that could be the source of your stress. What all these have in common is that they generate thoughts that you either try to fight or run away from. Your situation. Obviously, being sick, worrying about the future, being in chronic pain, and maybe sleeping poorly can make you stressed. But this kind of stress is good in the sense that when you start feeling better from following this program, your stress will go down. Your personality. Maybe your stress comes because you are a sensitive person, a perfectionist, or a people pleaser. Maybe you are a classic introvert in a world of extroverts. If you are a sensitive person, then maybe you should spend more time alone or with some few good friends instead of going to parties with 50 new people. If you are a perfectionist, then maybe you need to work on accepting your own and other people's imperfections. If you are a people pleaser, then maybe you need to realize you don't owe anybody anything and that you should not change yourself to make anyone like you more. Be who you are with all of your perfect imperfections. People with this kind of stress typically try to fight with their inner tiger. You try to solve problems so that they can go away. You try to force yourself and other people to change, to fit your ideas of how things should be. And if things do not change the way they should, you fight even harder. This kind of stress is reduced by working with your ability to accept things as they are. Stop fighting the tiger, and your stress will go away. This is not always something you can do on your own, but might need a therapist to help you. Traumas. Maybe your stress comes from a trauma. Maybe you were bullied in your childhood. Maybe you were sexually exploited, witnessed a horrible accident, or maybe one of your parents died when you needed them the most. Although these traumas might have happened a long time ago, they still hurt so much if they resurface that you will do anything to push them away. You run from your inner tiger, But no matter how far you run, the tiger is always 10 meters behind you. This is tremendously stressful. You need to stop, turn around, and look at the tiger, that is your thoughts, and allow them to be there. But don't do it all at once. Move towards the tiger in small steps, so that in the end you can stroke it on its head. In other words, you need a therapist who can help you be together with the event and with your thoughts. You don't have to like the event or your thoughts, but you have to be able to spend time with them without running away. Fighting and running. Many thoughts can be a combination of fighting and running. You are running away from the tiger while hitting it. In either case, you must identify what makes you stressed and work with it. Not only will this start curing your physical body because your stress goes away so that your body can start repairing itself again, you will also be reborn into a world of happiness where you are no longer running and fighting all of the time, a world that you can fully enjoy without fear and stress.